And that's because they use gravel on kind of, gravel is little. To make those things, and then we use cement and sand to stick them together. And she bought all that stuff up at Russellville.
Oh.
We went up there. We hauled part of it down here and pick up, and then William, our son, went up there to a meeting up at Darnell, so he come by and picked that trough up, that round thing, and put it on the back of his truck and put some 2x4s in under it and just set it up on this. Well, it's sort of heavy and it didn't. He tied it on there all right, but anyway, it wouldn't come off. And she didn't have to buy that stump. She dug that up. You know, she got hot digging that stump up.
Where was it?
See what it turned different. Now that's the root part sticking up. Now that was supposed to have been right straight down in the ground, and they'd sawed it off the top of the ground and they'd burn it off the top of the ground and it would turn black. It would turn blue. And when you raise rice in wooded ground and where you have stumps, it'll turn blue and it'll just sour and it won't hardly ever rot. Well, the south part it rotted off. But the heart part of that stump was down in the ground and they had these little big chisel plows. And one of them caught it one day and jerked it out of the ground because they just threw it out the side of the road there. And first, that's what he put it on his tractor and drove it out there and just threw it out of the way. And I come along and she wanted it. It's a post oak now. He's talking about different kinds of shade trees. Now that's a post oak stump. And we have post oak, red oak, and white oak, and elm, gum, and oak, persimmon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what persimmon is, don't you?
I've never really seen one.
You ever did eat no persimmons? You don't want to eat them while they're green.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've never seen one.
When they get ripe, they're good to eat.
Are they good to eat?
Real, and they taste real good.
What color are they when they're ripe?
Well, they get red, sort of a red, yellow light, and then they'll go to sugar.
Uh-huh.
You know, if they stay on the tree long enough, and the possum don't beat you to them,
uh-huh.
Well, they'll sort of turn to sugar.
Uh-huh.
And they're as sweet as they can be, and they have a lot of big old seeds in there, and they'll sort of gum your mouth up in what I mean with sugar and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But if you eat them before they get ripe, they're puckery.
Oh, really?
Boy, and they'll make your lips draw up and you'll be
really?
Ready to kiss right quick. That's what the girl used to use. You know, when they go with the boys, they'd get them a green cinnamon and if they ever gave him a notion of kissing, why they'd rub that cinnamon on his mouth and so he could pucker up. Right? No, they will. They're awful puckery. They just real puckery.
Oh.
You never did have anything about them. Cinnamon, what's the matter of your book, anyhow?
No, I didn't. I don't know. That's not one of the questions about persimmon.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to taste a persimmon. I mean a ripe one, not a green one.
Yeah.
But I've never even seen one.
Well, you know, around these towns, I've saw them, and they'll be, I've seen a tame persimmon as big as that thing.
Oh.
And, of course, they're bigger than those. They're bigger than
those
peaches over there.
Yeah, I saw them yesterday.
They're, I've seen them right smart bigger than that. Maybe nearly twice as big as one of the peaches, but he's sort of flat like an apple or maybe something. And he's not round, and he's sort of flat, and he's just sort of set. But anyhow, they're tame, and they get ripe. They say they're real good, and you can buy them by the tree somewhere, and then they have them in the yard. And boy, them the biggest old persimmons you ever saw. And then when in the fall of the year, late, they get ripe, and they say they're really good. Well, now you can make wine out of it.
Really?
You want.